Smoking Burnout Smoke Shop.
Your friendly neighborhood Smoking Burnouts are here to provide the best vape or smoke experience at the best price. Smoking Burnout supports local glassmakers and offers all the Deltas, Kratom, and so much more. Check them out at smokingburnouts.com. Sign up for their email list and save 20% every month. Visit online now to save 20% in-store at their five locations, including the newest spot at North 183 by the Dollhouse.
What a what, X. It's the Morning X. Jason, Dick, and Frank. Shut up, Amy Lee. I know it's not even your part.
It wasn't even her part.
I'm still sore from the part where she was just, shut up, Amy Lee.
You didn't like her vocals?
Good morning. What's up, guys? Hey, look, it's my number one friend. There goes my Hajda. Watch him as he goes. Assistant host of the program, Nicholas Hajda. What's up, my dude?
What's up?
Yeah.
It is National Double Cheeseburger Day.
Today?
I'm excited.
Is National Double Cheeseburger Day?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Has double cheeseburger become such the norm for you that if you ever served a single cheeseburger, you're like, what is this? What is this, like a diet cheeseburger? What'd you do with the rest of my cheeseburger?
So here's what I do.
A single patty does kind of seem like basic to me now. I'm like, what am I doing with this?
Well, it depends on what kind of patty. If it's like a little quarter pound patty, you know, from a fast food place, but if it's like a nice girthy burger from like a fine dinery. I do have shame now of like, I'm like, you can't splurge and eat two cheeseburger patties. What do you do? Come on, man. You're going to ruin all your goods, your squeezed gains.
Uh-huh.
But then I discovered squeezed that if you just gains. Order a patty melt, that defaults to double patty.
Oh.
At least at Kirby Lane it does. And so I'm like, oh, well, that's just how it comes. That's a regular single double meat patty. So, yeah. Life hack.
Okay.
Not a belt hack.
Acceptable 6 a.m. grabbing of the wheel with the double cheeseburger day. See what you did there. Noted young person. She still doesn't understand how rude it is to ask somebody for a ride. Emily.
Good morning.
Good morning. What's up?
Was that an Emily's first time?
I don't know. Emily's car's busted, and so I got a late night text message last night. Can I get a ride to work in the morning? And we'll explore this later on, I suppose. But I'm like,
oh, I got some stories.
Okay, fine.
She texted me, and I immediately passed the buck, and I said,
Nick first to be completely fair.
Good job, Emily.
Well, it was to tell me that she couldn't buy candy for a TikTok video because her car battery.
Yeah, I was
dead.
Like, you're never gonna believe this.
Oh my God, I don't care.
That happened. Okay.
But I told her to text you for a ride. But I was like, is this her trying to like, I can't come to work tomorrow because my car won't start? Because I was like, better Uber your ass over here.
Oh no. If you weren't gonna pick me up, I was gonna Uber. But I wanted.
Well, why? Cut me out. All right.
Just go straight
to the Uber.
This is an excuse to ride in a Tesla.
You guys need some alone time
on that. I know we got to bond. We found glory.
Something about that seat. All right. Just somebody who wants a ride and wants to converse on the ride. I was like, let's sit in silence, please. Emily also lives right in the middle of Hyde Park. I should tell everybody her address.
The
coolest, hippest neighborhood in all of Austin, Texas that is somehow impossible to get to. It's just a pain in the ass. There's like, the blocks are so tiny, and there's a stop sign. There's like stop signs that aren't even at intersections. There's you should stop here.
Yeah. It's also like those 1920s style roads that are made for horses.
Oh, yeah.
Like, they're not made for two modern cars.
There's also like weird half streets everywhere, so it gets confusing.
I'm not used to
that's all of Austin with the weird streets.
Like, my traffic lights are just red for no reason for 25 seconds at 5 a.m. I'm used to those. Now there's a whole new set of lights that I'm like, why? Why? It's fine, though. It's fine.
Thank you for the ride, Jason.
Oh, your glutes, Jason.
Yeah. Morning X. Yeah, that was our glutes and commute segment. Glutes doing excellent. Morning X headlines. We misinterpret the news so you don't have to. Headlines brought to you by, just go. Let's talk about alcohol at 6 o'clock in the morning. If I told you there's a fireball keg coming out. Is that something you'd be interested in?
No, but my mom would be interested in it.
Emily, I was so excited to ask you what your generation thinks of fireball, but it is your mom, actually, that is the... Mom is the fireball drinker.
Well,
I guess I should explain. Fireball is a cinnamon whiskey for any of you uninitiated out there.
It has the little devil on the front.
Don't know about fireball.
It'll get you drunk.
You're Muff's mom. This is what she doesn't know. I had my experience with fireball really early in life.
Uh-huh.
So I was like over nine? that. I was over that trade pretty early.
So hang on, did it break you?
Oh, it broke me.
I've just told this story many times before, but like about how me and my friend, J.D. Lewis, former Longhorn basketball player. That's right, we're big time. We were out drinking for the first time and wanted to get some shots in. He's like, what do you want? And I was like, well, I shoot Jägermeister. And he goes, oh, haven't you had an experience with Jaeger that like makes you want to not drink it ever again? And I'm like, yeah, like 100, but I'm sick, so Jaegers, please.
It's like that's a feature, not a bug.
Two Jaegers, that's for me, JD. You order your own, okay?
Yeah.
But so you fireballed yourself, and now you're just out on it.
Yeah, and then recently my mom told me that she's gotten into whiskey, and I was very excited for her because my mom's not really a drinker at all.
Uh-huh.
And then I asked, like, oh, like, what are you drinking? And she goes, well, you know, I found this thing, and it tastes just like one of those cinnamon candies.
Uh-huh.
It's called Fireball, and sometimes at night,
real whiskey connoisseur.
She puts in a glass, like a small little glass, and she like sips on it. And I was
I love it. That's a good sip of whiskey.
You sip on Fireball?
I mean, I guess I could sip it. It's fine. That's actually, I was a Fireball guy for a little while. Just because when I turned 30, there was a weird thing where I was like, I'm 30 now. I got to stop drinking Jägermeister. I got to stop drinking Jägermeister. And so then I would, you know, I'd shoot myself some Crown Royals. I'll take a good dress tequila anytime. But a Fireball is a good group shot.
Yeah.
Like if I'm out in a group and I'm looking for enablers and I'm like, hey, you guys want to get some shots? If I try to fire up a round of crown shots, so there's going to be a whole bunch of objectors. If you just say, hey, 8 fireballs, then people are like, sure.
Just thinking about this keg that you're talking about, I see a picture through your paper. It's making me gag.
Take it easy, man. Take it easy over there.
There are some times, man. College existed
now
for
that
me pretty recently.
I think about it, maybe it is a mom shot because my mom likes Fireball. I remember the first time I fed her, we were in New York City, and I took her out drinking at 3 o'clock in the morning. We drank some Fireball. And now, I think she likes shooting that. I remember we were at Easy Tiger, which is a sort of fancy whiskey.
Yeah.
At least the bartender there with the curly mustache, he likes to fancy himself a fancy bartender.
It's the bread bar.
And I remember my mom was like, hey, do you think they have Fireball? And I was like, I doubt it, but I'll ask the guy. And I was like, hey, man, do you have Fireball? And he's just like, no.
Get out.
No.
Leave immediately. Go through that door.
The Fireball keg, the fire keg, as they're calling it, comes with over 5 liters of straight Fireball.
Yeah.
That's equivalent to over 115 shots. It comes with 3 spouts for optimal pouring. This is just built.
3 spouts.
Yeah.
This is just built for frat parties, right?
It 100%
so that you can just get 3 bros on the
three ladies
doing
do a
fire keg stand at one time. I'm gonna tell you, I was disappointed. 5 liters. I want a full ass keg. Okay.
Yeah.
Give me a whole keg.
Give me a keg of Fireball.
Yeah. That is the 5 liters. Ain't no keg. What is that?
It's 115 shots.
Look, it's enough. Sure. Okay. It's well more than enough than can kill you.
Yeah.
Okay. So it's probably enough. But when you say keg, I know what a keg looks like. But that 15 liters ain't 5 liters. Ain't no keg, man.
I remember when I used to work at a bar, I managed to get my hands on, it was like one of those, you put the ball of Fireball on the top and it chills it dispensers for the house.
Yeah.
Oh.
And so we had one of those and you could load it with 3 bottles of Fireball. It'll put some holes in your wall.
Yeah?
Yeah.
It'll put some holes in your wall?
Yeah.
Like you
just
putting
lead
the holes?
Tonight.
Oh.
When you have a Fireball on tap at home.
No exact release date. They say you can look for it in liquor stores rolling out this month. What do you think for a fire keg? You guys want to... 5 liters, 115 shots.
I'm going to say...
How much for the fire keg?
I mean, I'm going to say a solid... $80.
Hajda?
Leaning to the frat life. $69.99, Bob.
Nick's going to be the winner, but both of y'all right in the neighborhood. You went over, Emily. It's $75. So the manufacturer suggested retail price for a fire keg.
Okay. That's not terrible.
Let's
use
do
the
it,
savings
man.
To fix those holes in your wall.
The Morning X with Jason, Dick, and friends. Morning X Sports.
Sports brought to you by Pants. Tell you what I'm going to do. Give you a couple NFL news, notes, nuggets. and then we'll end on an Aaron Rodgers nutshot.
Yay!
Okay.
Aaron Rodgers nutshot, I think, is decent and arable.
Yeah.
But when I say we'll end on an Aaron Rodgers nutshot, that seems to...
We'll just keep saying Aaron Rodgers nutshot.
Yeah. Yeah. Over and over
it'll be dulled to the ears.
It is literally, yeah. I mean, it is. He takes a shot to the nuts.
Yeah.
Because there are some Aaron Rodgers nutshots that would be indecent, okay?
Yes.
Yeah.
Shailene Woodley.
Even just a... alleging to the sum.
Did I take it too far? Sorry.
Yeah. I was going to say I just went too far, but then you went even further.
That's what I'm here for, buddy.
It's fine. Hey, it turns out people like the NFL, guys. Ratings up 7% from a year ago. Opening weekend games averaged 17.4 million viewers. That's the second highest TV rating for a week one over the past five seasons. Hey, how about that? You know what it is? These sons of bitches finally stopped kneeling during the national anthem. Mm-hmm. I can watch football again. I can watch football again.
Yeah, or we just stopped caring about that stuff.
You were out.
No, we never stopped caring.
I mean, the people that were upset and were boycotting the NFL because of that thing.
Other they forgot.
Were there people kneeling this weekend? I didn't. I mean, I'm sure there were, but I think it's just like now it's just, you know, part of the wallpaper.
Well,
that's
now
something
it's,
that happens
it's
now.
Thanks to all the controversy. It's just like, oh, you're kneeling? Virtue signaler. Or, you know, like, it's now cool and trendy, okay? It's like, oh, look at that guy kneeling with his pumpkin spice latte. Right.
You know what's cool and trendy? COVID vaccines. I recommend.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, got mine. I didn't grow a third arm.
A football game or have dinner next to me. I would love for you to have the vaccine. If you're going to go to a Buffalo Bills home game, future Austin Bills? No. If you're going to go to a Buffalo Bills home game, you are now going to be required to be vaccinated. They announced yesterday all fans ages 12 and up have to have received at least one COVID-19 vaccine shot, starting with their game September 26th. That's against the Washington football team. Later in the season, October 31st, you got to be full-on vaccinated if you want to come to the game, bro. I love this because the Buffalo Bills have... what has to be the most vocal anti-vaxxer in the league on their team, Cole Beasley. I want them to just strive for a day where Cole Beasley is the only unvaccinated person at the stadium. All the coaches are required by the league to be vaccinated. Yeah. All of the stadium staff required to be vaccinated. If you make all of the fans required to be vaccinated, it could be possible. I think he has a couple of anti-vaxxer buddies on the team.
He alleges, yeah.
But I think it could be possible where we could just have Cole Beasley surrounded by 200,000 vaccinated people.
Can you imagine what it would be like to be the guy next to Cole Beasley's locker? Because like there's two people that have to be sitting on side next to him. And like just, he's got to be yapping about this and that and worms and Trump. And just like, you're like, somebody talk to me about anything else, please.
The Bills are now the fourth team to say you have to be fully vaccinated if you want to attend. The Saints, the Seahawks, and the Las Vegas Raiders have also done so. The Saints and Seahawks let you bring a negative test in lieu of a vaccine card. But the Las Vegas Raiders... they won in their first real home game Monday night. So, yeah, everybody here is going to be vaccinated. So, good on you, Buffalo Bills.
I just tune in to next week when you see the story. Buffalo Bill fans can't get into the game because they burnt their vaccine card jumping through a table that was on fire during the pregame.
They're good tailgaters, than Buffalo Bills fans.
I know. I've seen the table thing.
Yeah?
Yeah. Yeah, I have a friend that's from, not from Buffalo, but from Rochester. So, close enough.
Can we get you to jump through a table for the TikTok likes, Emily?
I'll do it.
Really?
Body slam a table?
No, you jump through it.
You have to get on top of your RV.
Yeah,
you jump through the folding table.
It's totally safe, probably.
And then you pull out your adult marital aid and you throw it onto the field.
Can I strap a bunch
Bill's
of
Nation.
Pillows to me and like wear body safety gear, or is that weird? Do I have to be in a bikini to get likes? Do I have to?
I don't know. You know the rules of TikTok, not me. I'm not sure how that works.
Do what's comfortable.
And finally this, Aaron Rodgers, my opinion, the greatest to ever do it. At least until Pat Mahomes catches your ass, Aaron Rodgers. I don't have to tell you, Emily, you're wearing Wisconsin shirt right now. You know about Aaron Rodgers, right?
I do.
Yeah?
Green Bay.
well, then you
I like Green Bay shirt,
that's
though.
Good with the hook of my guess.
Yeah.
Green Bay!
You were probably quite dismayed with Aaron Rodgers and what may have been the worst game of his career on Sunday. They were beaten by the Saints 38-3. Aaron Rodgers threw two interceptions in the game. Last year, he's the reigning MVP. He threw five interceptions all of the season a year ago, threw two in the span of three passes on Sunday.
Two quick Aaron Rodgers fun facts. I think he ranked 35th in quarterback ranking, and they only play 32 teams.
Yeah.
Okay. So
three backups were, two backups were ahead of him.
And his quarterback rating was also like, if he had just thrown every single ball into the dirt, he would have had a higher QBR.
Well, he was on the Pat McAfee show yesterday. Knock it off, Pat McAfee. None of us are impressed with your punter humor. Sorry, do I have a rational distaste for Pat McAfee? Maybe I do.
Yeah.
He was on the Pat McAfee show yesterday explaining why he threw those picks.
I don't like to make a lot of excuses for interceptions. You know, there's some ones, there's some, you know, ones you wish you had back. There's some ones that really aren't your fault. That one was entirely due to the double nut shot I took.
Excuse me?
Double?
Double nut shot?
I need those balls.
I stepped up in the pocket. I was going to throw across my body to Devontae. He was on the shallow cross. And right before I'm throwing it, I took a left kind of clothesline that somebody on the right, double nut shot that, you know, I guess I got to overcome that and throw a better ball. That was a painful one. I do. They got their money's worth on that one.
Really thought that was going to be funnier, Pat McAfee.
Disappointed.
Maybe it's just because I don't like Pat McAfee that I'm like, is that
it? Is it just me, or does Aaron Rodgers' double nut shot sound like the upgrade from the discount double check, whatever his insurance thing is, sells? I feel like you could easily work that in State Farm or Farmers. Or
we have tickets to the Etchy Expo Friday, September 24th, 5th, 6th, Radisson, Austin. I've been told not to do this, but I just can't help myself. The consultant doesn't listen to the 6 o'clock hour anyway. Oh, it's 7:02, damn it. I'm staring at this picture, Emily, of you in your anime costume. She's dressed as Dr. Anime Con.
But close, close.
This is a tweet. It's
Professor Anime Con.
A tweet from at 101X. This is how awesome we are at promotion. The Etchy Expo is Texas's only adult anime hotel convention held at the Crown Plaza, Austin. Now, let's ignore the fact that I think that's not the right venue.
It technically
it's the Radisson.
Is.
Nobody it's the calls Radisson. It that.
The Radisson is the Crown Plaza, Austin?
I think it's like the Ben White to 290, the Capital Texas Highway to 183, but yeah.
The Etchy Expo is Texas's only adult anime hotel convention held at the Crown Plaza. So is it the only adult anime thing in Texas, or is it the only one held at the Crown Plaza, Austin?
Both.
Because it seems less exclusive if this is the only adult anime convention held at this one particular hotel.
I want us to drop the anime entirely. It's just a hotel convention.
It's just an like adults only. Yes. It has to be 18 up. You don't have to like anime. You just have to be 18. We will be giving away, if that's not tickling your fancy, your Ara, we will be giving away VIP tickets online, too, through a contest.
Oh.
Yeah, so if you're really into it, into that Ara, we'll have VIP tickets and go to our website at 101X.
Be a very important pervert.
You can win Etchy Expo tickets. What? Right now, 512-835-1015 is the number. 512-835-1015. I'm just kidding. Whoever wrote that tweet, that's fine. Thanks for time.
Yeah, I like that picture of me. Thank you.
September 24th, 5th, and 6th. Smarter Than Jason is next. Beat me, and you're going to the Etchy Expo. Good luck. The Etchy Expo is Texas's only adult anime hotel convention held at the Crown Plaza, Austin. All the other ones are held elsewhere. That's what we're saying?
That's not what I'm saying.
We have 3-day passes to give away. Go.
Not only am I smarter than you, I'm smarter than every person that you know.
My brain is awash with theorems and profundity and abstractions.
I'm not an idiot, Woodhouse, unlike some people around here.
I'm a college man.
You're stupid.
Jason, how would you feel if somebody just examined every word that you said and then pointed out all the mistakes? Yeah, that's kind of the show. So, fine. Go for it, man.
Jason's a jerk.
Contestant is, hi, Tony.
Yo.
Tony, I'm going the hallway. Good luck, man.
Tony, I'm trying to cut a spot, Tony, but let's do some trivia anyway. We've got 3 trivia topics for you to choose from. You're going to pick one, answer more questions right than Jason, and you will be getting your Aru Aru on It's a weird name. All right. No to trivia or not to trivia. That is the question. Some Willie Shakespeare trivia. Geographical second place things. And early roles of famous actors are your choices.
Oh, man.
Shakespeare, geography, actors.
I guess let's do actors.
Okay.
All excellent. Right. Good luck.
I already hate this trivia. Let's do it. Let's see. Before she was a black-eyed pea, Fergie voiced what Peanuts character on the Charlie Brown and Snoopy Show Saturday morning cartoon show?
No way.
Which Peanuts character did Fergie from the Black-Eyed Peas play or voice?
I don't remember any of their names, so I'm just going to say Snoopy.
Good guess. She was Sally Brown, Charlie Brown's little sister. Let's see. Which Friends star's first credited film role was the original Leprechaun movie? Which Friends cast member was in the original Leprechaun movie?
I'll say Matt LeBlanc.
Oh, it's Jennifer Aniston.
You know, you had like a, what, five chances? That was like a...
Yeah, one in five.
Yeah, one in five. That's not bad. Matt LeBlanc isn't the worst.
I could see it.
Guess. Yeah. I could see him as like a little angry leprechaun.
How you doing, leprechaun?
Yeah.
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 Nailed
he could beat people up.
Mm-hmm.
He was hot.
What future action film star had an early role as a background dancer in the 1984 musical Break-In? What future action film star? So action film star had an early role as a background dancer in Break-In, the prequel to Break-In 2, Electric Boogaloo.
I don't think so.
100%. Just want to name an action film star for me?
Arnold Schwarzenegger?
Oh, Jean-Claude Van Damme.
Yeah,
the Muscles from Brussels was originally a dancer. Never forget. Hold on there, Tony. We're going to get Jason back in here and... Ooh, I mean...
Tony.
Could do a tie, but...
What happened?
Well...
I just have low confidence in this trivia, but we did it.
Good job, buddy.
We had
good.
Fun. The three good. Of us had fun. I don't know if anybody else did.
All right. Yeah.
Tony picked early roles of famous actors.
Yeah. Trying to cut a spot here, Tony.
Yeah.
What's that?
James Earl Jones, the famous online video of outtakes that are hilarious. Google it.
No good.
Okay. Not James Earl Jones. Barry White. Paul Quinn College.
Wow. Barry White, James Earl Jones.
That's because of the deep voices, all right?
Right.
All right. Before she was a black-eyed pea, Fergie voiced what Peanuts character?
I was going to get Fergie.
On the Charlie Brown and Snoopy Show Saturday morning cartoon.
Which really?
Peanuts character.
What did Tony do?
He got zero.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
No spots.
Again, not questioning this trivia. Just good. Pointing out to the listeners that you had been advised about making it too cute, about getting too cute with the trivia.
This is name a Peanuts character that might have been voiced by Fergie.
Okay.
No, he didn't get it.
Again,
so
I'm not saying that this is you being too cute.
I'm saying this is bad what you're doing right here. Oh, now he's going to lash out at me. I'm going to cry in a second because Jason makes me.
A good cry yesterday, guys. Fergie voiced a character when she was a child. Is that what you're telling me?
Sure.
Before the Black Eyed Peas. So.
I mean, I'm hearing the voices. I don't know. None of them sound like Fergie, but I don't know what Fergie sounds like anyway. She sounds like an auto-tune machine, right?
Sing the national anthem?
Peppermint Patty.
Oh, it's Sally Brown. Charlie Brown's sister.
You should hear her sing the national anthem.
Fergie?
That's very Sally Brown.
Okay.
Totally.
All right. Do we have a clip?
Nope. It's terrible.
All right.
Sorry.
Which Friends star's first credited film role was the original Leprechaun movie?
I know this one. Jennifer Aniston.
Yes.
Tony, I've defeated you, but hold on one second, buddy. We do have tickets for you.
What future action film star had an early role as a background dancer in the 1984 musical Break-In?
Future what?
Action film star. Early role as a background dancer.
1984
musical Break-In.
Action
would go on to live in infamy as a GIF.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I think I know the one you're talking about then. You just gave it away.
Yeah, you
disrespect to the integrity of the game. It's him, right? I would have thought that he was in stuff before that, though. Give me Jean-Claude Van Damme.
Yes.
He was not in anything until 1984?
I mean, I don't know. This is just early roles. That was an early role, not his earliest.
All right. All right. Too cute?
Cute enough.
Adorable.
Cute enough.
Just the right.
The Morning X, 6 to 10. Alternative rock all day.